Hey guys.
Hey everyone.
What's poppin'?
I'm Sierra T.
And I'm your girl Sherelle B.
And this is Head Wraps and Lipsticks, the podcast.
Episode 2, season 3. Yo, I'm excited. Today's gonna be a really, really great episode.
Today is a good day.
Yes. Who's that? Ice Cube?
Ice Cube.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest so that he won't got to be quiet for too long. We're sitting here with Charlotte's very own amazing rapper, producer, a brilliant guy. I'm calling it already. Like, this guy's going to be a star.
Yeah, literally.
Yes. I'm so excited that he's here. Everybody say hello to Young Citizen.
What's good?
Yeah!
Thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you all for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Now, last episode, we said to you all that we was going to have him on the show, and he is the gentleman who produced our intro music. Yeah. So, this fire beat that you're listening to right now, he did that.
And we saw him do it.
Like, we watched him.
We watched him do it.
Live. Yeah, we did it. And that's the thing. I didn't want to send y'all nothing. I just wanted y'all to come in and just create this right on the spot, because that's how I like to work with artists anyway.
That was dope.
Embrace the moment and just have a conversation and then make something dope out of it. You know?
Y'all should have seen us. We were sitting there like
jaws on the floor, right? Because I had never seen anything like that. And I was just like so impressed. I was just like, that is so cool.
It's not a good experience. It's not a good experience. Like, I've had tons of artists, but like, yo, send me some joints. I'm like, nah, bro. You gotta come to the crib.
Right.
The studio,
I get it.
And just let's create, let's build.
Right.
I think that's what makes a song special anyway. You build from scratch. Like, I could easily send you some beats, but I mean, a lot of famous producers do that too. They'll send like the celebrities like hundreds of beats, and they just go through them, and then they won't hear back from them until like a year later. They're like, yo, I ended up using that joint. I mean, that's cool too, but I just like building it with the artist.
Yeah. So like, I'm about to like get into the interview, but I did want to ask you, like, so when you create, like, having the artist in the studio, does that help you like kind of get their aura and their vibe?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. So that I can be like, sense. I can hit the key, like, oh, you like, oh, no. All right, cool. I'll go to something else. You like that? Mm-hmm. No? All right, cool.
Yeah. I can dig it.
Yeah. So before we get into our interview, y'all know what time it is. We ask ourselves. What is something you can't get your head wrapped around? What's something you can't wrap your head around?
Yeah.
Okay, so what y'all got this week?
No, you go first.
What do you mean? Okay, fine.
You go first.
This is simple. I can't wrap my head around people, like when I'm on the highway and someone is like urgent to get in front of me and then they start braking. Like, we were doing so good and you just had to come over here and mess up the flow of traffic.
That's how traffic starts.
They probably have South Carolina plates.
Yes, usually that's how it works.
The people
in South Carolina can't drive, and y'all can fight me if y'all feel a type of way about it. Like,
I accept the challenge. The trash.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Don't know how y'all have DMVs. Really don't know how y'all are driving, but whatever.
So yeah. Who's next?
You go next.
Okay, yo. So on my way to Sherelle's crib, I got lost in the sauce. I was trying to get here. I got lost in this neighborhood of all these big houses and mansions, and I noticed, where are the blinds? Ain't no blinds on these windows.
There was like, it wasn't a gated community, was it?
Yeah, it was. I had to go through a gate. That's what I'm trying to figure out, why the maps took me through the gate.
Yeah, wait a second. And it let you in? Or was it already open?
It was already open.
Oh, yeah, they do that sometimes.
But it took me through these roads in neighborhood to get out of the neighborhood. And those neighborhoods where it was construction going on. So, but anyways, I was just looking at the houses. And I was like, I can't wrap my head around why they don't have the blinds on the windows.
I get it.
I think our Caucasian brother and sister don't put up blinds, or they don't close them.
Maybe because it's where the neighborhood is. They spot, you know, we don't need no blinds. I can see everything we're doing.
Right.
I think it's just white people.
Well, if you go to the peninsula in Huntersville or Cornelius, they don't have blinds on those big houses either.
Oh, really? Was that near Lake Norman and all
that? Yeah.
Yep. I gotta get over there. I've never really been over there.
No blinds.
Crazy. Just go up my street right here. Like, when you leave, and you'll notice that, like, you see my house shut. Like, the sun goes down and shut.
Yeah.
Go down the street, like, 10 o'clock. Everybody be in there. You just see whatever they're doing. Like, you know, it's cool. Like, one day I'm just going to sit in front of their house and just watch. Like,
that's so strange.
One last thing. Why the house across the street got Christmas lights still?
you know.
Don't you say that on the air.
We can talk. We can talk offline.
Her and Simone have this whole theory about the people who live across the street.
We can talk about our neighbors.
I don't want to hear their theory.
It's
no
January
more,
22nd.
Yeah, we can talk. We can talk about
it's
our
been
neighbors.
A whole month. Okay, cool. We can talk about that later. All right, bet. That's cool. That's the second thing I could wrap my head around.
I think the neighbors think. But anyway,
what?
Oh my God. I can't wrap my head around the fact that you guys were really asking about the video about where this girl got raped on Facebook Live. The fact that I kept seeing people ask where the video was. Mm-hmm. I can't wrap my head around you sick mofos. Y'all are disgusting.
People are nasty.
I literally unfollowed like 5 people today. Like,
that asked the question.
It was like, yo, where the video at?
Then they want to see that.
Well, there was another video circulating about something else.
Oh, that Tiana Trump and Brittany Renner joint?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently.
I just know that Tiana Trump was trending. And then also Tiana Taylor was also trending. So
what's she doing?
No, they was literally asking, like, because somebody had posted about the girl getting raped on Facebook Live, and somebody retweeted, was like, yo, where the video at? And it was like, word, like, oh, I want to see the video. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Why do y'all want to see this video, like, of somebody getting raped? Like, that's not a porno. That's a crime scene. Yeah. Like, are y'all serious?
I hope they find that guy. Whatever. That's so disgusting.
We can talk more about it later.
Well, somebody had to have been videotaping it too. So both of them.
She was videotaping. It was on Facebook Live,
yeah,
right?
She was drugged though. So, but she was trying to get somebody's attention for somebody to help her, and it's.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of them situations, but yeah, y'all are nasty for actually asking about where the video is, like, you know, it's not a Family Guy episode. It's a rape video. Like,
that's gross.
Y'all are nasty. So, oh, y'all.
Wow. Whew.
So, right. Let's get into this interview, though. Let's lighten the mood.
Yes. My fault. I feel like mine was heavy.
It was.
I'm sorry. I was so annoyed today.
No, but it's what's on your mind.
Right. I mean, it being so
you
heavy.
Couldn't wrap your head around it. So there we go.
Right.
I'm gonna make it light next time. I'm sorry. I just don't want like I felt bad because I made it so heavy.
Look, just put on the lipstick. We good. Now we can segue into some good stuff.
I'm just saying, I feel bad.
That's all right. So
anyway.
I don't even know where to start because. Yeah. I've known you for like almost a year. No, I've known you for like 2 years. I think we met you at when Glenn was doing his
podcast.
No, not the podcast.
The creative. Why do I create?
The why do I create?
Why do I create?
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
That's for right.
Sure. So, for sure. I guess how long have you been doing this? Like
music?
Yes.
Over 15 years.
Ooh.
I started when I was a teenager, like 15. I tell the story all the time, but I started when I was 15, and I started this. It was this software called Fruity Loops. They still got it.
Yes, I know about Fruity Loops.
Yeah, so they had this magazine. I don't know if they even make this magazine anymore, but it's called Scratch Magazine.
Oh yeah, I heard
for producers and creators, whatever. Mm-hmm. And on the front, I remember the first issue that was introduced to me by my homies Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo were on the front. I was like, yo, who are these two?
Mm.
And they're like, oh, that's the Neptunes. I was like. Oh, word. So I searched the Neptunes, and you know, they had LimeWire and Napster and all that stuff. So I yes. started downloading all their music and bought a couple of albums or whatever. And I was like, yo, these cats is different. Like, what's it? Well, you know? And then they were like, yo, you ever heard of this new beat making stuff called Fruity Loops? I was like, nah. So we started, I downloaded Fruity Loops on my parents' computer and just started making beats and going to my friends' houses. And we were just making beats. And at the time, you know, my pops was like, man, what are you doing? You're like, you're wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? Right. And when I ended up going to college, I saw that they had a music program. And I was like, I want to major in music. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. But I was playing football at the same time in college. And pretty much what happened was I ended up playing 2 years of football. And then I was like, I just want to focus on my academics in this music program. Mm-hmm. So they ended up transferring my like partial scholarship to the music department.
Dope.
Nice.
And I got really heavily involved, and that's when my dad started taking me serious.
Yeah.
And what else happened? Did an internship while I was in college. I was up in New York for 3 months. I was living with my uncle. My uncle at the time worked for Viacom, so he was with MTV and BET and all that.
Dope.
But before that, he was working for Universal Records.
Okay.
And, so both my uncles were like mainly my two big influence in music because my mom's brother is the one that's, you know, he worked for Universal and Viacom and all that.
Yeah.
My dad's brother's a music teacher. elementary and middle school.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, those two were my huge influence as far as in my family. But we always listen to music and stuff like that. When I was a little kid, I used to watch The Five Heartbeats every day.
Yes.
You know, that's one of my favorite movies.
Mine too.
You can't buy it on iTunes, though. You only can rent it. See, they're smart.
I have a confession to make.
What's up?
She ain't never seen it.
You never seen The Five Heartbeats?
Blocker. Blocker on all social media.
I never seen
that's,
it.
That's your homework.
I never seen The Five Heartbeats.
Come on, homework.
That's your homework. I need you to watch that.
That's like, I didn't want to tell anybody that, but I never.
Well, now, you seen the Temptations movie?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so it's kind of like on that level.
Absolutely.
I just saying, you know, one of the lead singers gets into drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then they try to get back in the group. The group breaks up, and then they ended up doing like a, they have like a family reunion, and then, you know, something like that. It's just like the normal. It's the norm. You know, one of them tries to go solo.
You sound so shady.
The other one turns into a songwriter. The other one starts a family, whatever. You know how. Mm. So I used to watch that every day. So then I did my internship up there for 3 months. And that internship was dope because I got it on my own. I didn't have to ask my professor to like. And I think to this day, that's why my professor is still like. Like my music professor still texts me like on a regular. Like, yo, like, you know, how's everything going? What's good? You know, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I got the internship of my own. I was interning at a studio up there in Manhattan, in the heart of Manhattan, like literally down the street from the Madison Square Garden, 33rd and 7th.
Hey, next tape.
Right across the street from like Old Navy and the Macy's and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would walk there every day. And I was mainly doing like studio manager work, prepping the studios, booking sessions, sitting in on sessions, getting Pro Tools certified and things like that. I learned a ton.
Wow.
But I was living with my uncle, so he would take me to events. This was the year when Drake came out with Thank Me Later, that album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my uncle knows a lot of people in the industry. So I remember one time I was leaving the studio at like 5:00. He called me. He was like, hey, man. Yeah, he was like, yo, you ever heard of Drake? I was like, yeah, what's good? He was like, oh, he just came out with an album. He was like, this guy that used to intern for me, His name was Jamil. He was like, yeah, he used to intern for me. He's actually Drake's tour manager. I was like, oh, word. He's like, yeah, he's having an album release party at Flight Club. Studio. I mean, the shoe boutique.
Yeah.
Right. He was like, are you trying to go? I was like, all right. He was like, yeah, just hop on the cab and meet me up here at the building, and we'll take the subway out there. I was like, all right, cool, let's go. So we ended up going. So I saw Drake, met Lil Wayne's manager, Cortez.
Wow.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
It was in the backyard of the, you know, a lot of boutiques have backyards.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's where it was.
Yeah.
So it was super dope. I got to do that. I got to see, my uncle ended up taking me to House of Blues to see Sly and Family Stone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
We were like in the front. And then, yo, this was crazy. So we were there. All of a sudden, they were singing that song, dun, 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 won't you be my son?
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All of a sudden, right, he was singing. He was on the bass.
Because
That's what he's known for, playing the bass.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you see this light-skinned dude with a white suit and purple tie come out with his sunglasses on, grab a guitar. I said, oh, snap, that's Prince.
What?
So I'm like, my uncle, I was like, did you see this? He was like, yeah, I ain't know he was coming out. I said, I ain't either. So then I jumped on my chair. I was like, yo, this is Prince. Security was like, yo, get your butt down the chair. I was like, hey, my bad, bro. It's Prince. So Prince came
out. I mean,
so I got to see Prince live.
I've never seen
Prince. And funny story is, my uncle did some marketing for Prince at one point when he worked for Universal.
Mm-hmm.
He did some marketing for one of Prince's albums. So he was like, he used to work with Prince, like me to you, just working, trying to figure things out. And so I got to do that. I got to see one of my favorite bands, the Black Keys. Got to see them live.
Oh, yeah.
Met a ton of people. So that was a dope experience. And I tell my uncle to this day, because I was young, you know, I was like 20, 22.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I wish I can just, because I'm like, because my DJ always tells me, he's like, man, you're like the ultimate networker, man, the ultimate connector. I was like, I know. I told my uncle came here for Christmas this past year, and we went out to eat, just me and him. I was like, yo, Ash, man, I tell you, man, like, I wish I had my mind, this mindset I have now.
When you, yeah.
Because I was dumb.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking. I could have had all these dope relationships like in my phone, just to be like, yo, what's good? Can you help me do this and that? But everything is, it happens for a reason. That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
That was an experience.
That's right.
So I was there for 3 months, came back, had my senior year of college, got my first like major production placement with this artist named Nico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. N-E-A-K-O. He's out in Jersey. He used to rap. He used to be like with Wiz Khalifa's camp, and then ended up having his own camp out in Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Called LVL. So Living Various Levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much what that was. And then got that placement, and everybody on campus thought I was like famous. I was like, nah, but I'm excited though.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing some good numbers. Like my first beat placement, like he did a video for it. It got like over 20,000 views and stuff like that. So it was pretty dope as far as number wise.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that got me a lot of exposure doing that too.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of people that supported that camp, you know, support me too as a producer and artist.
Mm-hmm.
Then I graduated 2012, came home to the city in Charlotte, Queen City, where I was born and raised. Mm-hmm. And I'm here now just chasing my dream, you know, songwriting, just being an artist and being a producer. And I've only been writing, you know, for like eight years.
What you mean only,
only 8 years?
Only just a humble eight, huh?
Well, nah, because 8 years. Eight years because when I came back, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 8 years. Because when I came back, my production was so, like, a lot of people say, like, my production's ahead of its time. I'm just like, yo, I just make what I want to make. It's, like, futuristic. A lot of artists didn't really want to get on the stuff that I was making. So my pops was like, why don't you just do it yourself? I was like, all right. So then I started just writing, and it's getting better, progressing, learning, studying, listening to different types of music and stuff like that.
Right.
Then I started becoming, you know, and then I always ask myself, like, what do you want to write about? Like, what kind of artist do you want to be? I just I just want to be an artist that has substance. Like, I want it to mean something. You know, I don't want to just talk about whatever. I wanted to have a message. So that's what I'm pretty much known for as far as an artist.
Yeah.
And I'm here today, you know, couple of, you know, singles and a couple projects later, I'm here doing my thing. And, you know, I feel like now, you know, I'm in the time now where I know what I am as an artist, and I'm a producer at heart, but as an artist, like, I am now in this time, like, I'm comfortable with who I am now because I know who I am,
right,
and what kind of music I want to make.
Yeah.
And it took time to get to this point.
Definitely.
Dark times, like, I know last year I was definitely in dark times as a creative. I was depressed. I wanted to quit. I was like, man, I'm not trying to do this anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But now I'm at a point now where I'm comfortable where, you know, with who I am.
So that's
my journey right there.
No, that's a dope journey. And I actually wanted to ask you because the theme of this season for us is the All-Stars of Charlotte. So you are our first All-Star.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that.
That's why we got you here.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, you know, you obviously have some connects and relationships to people in New York.
Yeah.
But you're here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Why? Why stay here?
Oh, that's such a good question.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. So I have a day job. I work for Apple.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I have no shame in saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And that pays the bills, and it pays my way through what I'm trying to get, studio sessions, all that stuff. And I was trying to figure out a way. I've known a lot of artists to leave and have to come back.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they didn't survive. Some did. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of them for doing that, taking that leap of faith. I tried doing that. Like, I even tried doing it through my job,
right,
and it didn't work out. So me being a Christian and me being a believer, I came to terms. I was like, you know what? Because I tried twice. I tried going to New York. I tried going to LA.
Mm.
Both didn't work out.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, so you want me here.
Right.
You want me here for some reason. What am I supposed to do? So I'm just embracing it. I don't know where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know where I'm going to be in the next 5 or 10 years, but I know I'm here, and I know there's a powerful internet.
Yeah.
There's planes.
Right.
And cars. So if anybody needs me, I can just leave.
Right.
You know, I can just travel. Right. I don't mind doing that, but I feel like I'm supposed to be here
because
I tried going and it didn't work out. I didn't physically leave. It just, opportunities didn't fit. It didn't work out.
Yeah. Right.
They were turned down. So I feel like there's something happening in the city that people are about to miss out on.
Absolutely.
And what's going to happen is people that are gone are going to want to come back mm-hmm. because they're out there trying to make a name for themselves, and they have to start all over again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to create a whole new fan base again. You got to start relationships all over again. You got to find venues all over again. You got to do a whole bunch of stuff that you already had set in stone where you were originally.
Yeah.
And so that's why I refuse. I feel like the people who are here still are the right people to be here right now.
Yes. I agree.
You know? I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
The people who are here are supposed to be here and we're going to embrace it and do what we have to do. And we're going to come together. And, you know, I feel like now we're in a point where there are, you know, there are cliques. But I feel like people are starting to come together now.
Absolutely.
You know, I had talked about it a long time ago. You know, I was like, yo, it's like, it's so cliquish out here. But, but you know what I'm saying? I see that gap being bridged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're trying to bridge that gap. And so that's why I'm out here. I'm just trying to embrace being in the city and just do what I got to do. I'm just making the music and just going with the flow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Most definitely. So speaking of music.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this new project you have coming out.
Yeah.
Fits.
In the tune.
Fits. So Fit, break that down. Like, what is Fit?
Yes. What is Fit?
Yeah. So Fit means feel in tune. Now, feel in tune means it means you're in tune with yourself. Now, when you saw the cover and like the artwork from where it started to where it is now, you see that person looking back at a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, high school, middle school, peer pressure, you always wanted to fit in for some reason,
right?
Because you wanted to be accepted, because maybe you know you didn't accept yourself for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know, and so what feeling tune means is, It means that person that's on that artwork, which is me, I am in tune with myself. I don't need to do what other people are doing to be accepted as far as musically, as far as being a creative.
Yeah.
I could just make my own art and be confident in it and just be like, whoever accepts it. Whoever doesn't, oh, well,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is. I made the art that I love and I'm happy about it.
Right.
So I'm in tune with myself. And I'm comfortable with the creative that I am. I am comfortable with the music that I write.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable with how I look, how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what that means. I am in tune. Like, I'm about to turn Fit into like a brand, like a movement. So people can be like, yes, I'm Fit. Fit does not mean physically fit, like going to the gym.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking water, whatever. Fit means. Fit means like, you as a person are in tune with yourself.
Yeah.
You are confident in yourself. You are comfortable with yourself. You are comfortable with what you do. You have no shame in what you do because you're like, I'm in tune. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about the people behind me.
Yeah.
That's why he's looking back. I don't need you. I'm going to keep walking.
I think that's good because I remember you telling me one time that you mentor some high school kids.
Oh, so
yes,
dope,
the West Charlotte High School football team.
So, yeah. I mean, so have you, like, does that kind of... Was that almost like inspiration on the name of the album? Because, I mean, these kids out here most need definitely. To hear exactly what you just said, literally.
Yeah, for sure. I've been mentoring those kids for like 2 years.
Nice.
And shout out to my cousin, Coach Joshua Harris. He's the head coach over there. So he's the one that got me in. And me and Kanan Greer, shout out to Kanan. He just got us both in and we started mentoring him. And pretty much what we did was on Thursdays, we would go talk to him in the classroom and then Fridays we'll be on the field with him.
Nice.
So that they don't, you know,
Go
crazy on the field. We try to keep them calm.
Yeah.
You know, they get really emotional down there. So, so that was part of the inspiration of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, I was sitting in my studio with my DJ and I was just like, feeling tune, like
that's so cool to have a DJ.
Yeah, that's have, like, that's your my homie. Own DJ. Shout out to DJ Sir Charles, man.
That's so cool. Like
Sir Looch, that's like, what I call him. I call him Looch.
So cool. Because I never, you know, it's like you see DJs up there. It's like, okay, did like the arena book it? It's like, nah, like
no, the arena that like that someone brings them in. Usually,
he's with me. Like, that's so dope.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I love it.
I wanted to go back because I know you said at first your father wasn't. Supportive of your decision, and apparently, you know, when he changed it, obviously had to like have an effect on you.
Yes.
How important is that to like, have someone behind you is who really supports you in what you're doing.
It is. I'll tell you, I get a lot of people saying, man, I wish my parents did what your parents are doing for you. And the thing is that with my dad, he tells me to my face, like, yo, if I didn't like what you were doing, I wouldn't be doing this right now. I would tell you, you need to go get a job. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to go get a corporate job at, like, you know, like an actual salary.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, because I asked him, I was like, Dad, you would tell me if you don't, like, if I don't need to be doing this, right? Like, if I need to just quit. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I would tell you to quit, like, right now. Mm-hmm. He's like, but... he was like, I believe in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my mom's the same way. You know, my mom don't know half the stuff I'm doing anyway. She's just like, she'll just show up at the shows or show up.
Listen, sometimes that's all the support needed. Thanks, Mom. Like, thank you so much for being here.
Like, my mom never did come to my, she came to my football games not knowing nothing I was doing. Like, in college, she would just show up.
Yeah.
Hey Chris. I'm like, what's up, Mom? Like, she just there.
Listen, that's all the support that's needed sometimes. It's like, listen, they was present.
She don't know nothing.
They was present.
I just think about my parents because my parents are the same way. Like, my mom be like into it. My dad be like, I mean, you know, like, oh yeah, my daughter got a podcast. And he be like, wait, what's your podcast name again? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I be like, really, Dad? Like, but the fact that you said it is cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't know where to, if I say, oh yeah, we on Anchor, he gonna be like, cool, I don't know what that is, but all right, that's great, bro. Like, whatever. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yes, for sure.
My
for
dad
sure.
calls us headaches and lipsticks. I don't know if he's trying to be funny.
That's hilarious.
I think he's trying to be funny.
I think he sneaked this.
Because I saw a video of you and your dad. I can tell y'all joke around a lot. He's definitely joking with you.
I think he sneaked this, but nonetheless.
It might be. Yeah. That's funny, though.
That is funny.
Is it?
Okay.
No, it is. It's funny.
So I'm excited about this EP because you let me hear a few samples from it in the studio, and I am just like, I'm absolutely floored. I'm so impressed, like, with the work. And I mean, that means nothing because I don't know nothing about music, right?
Saying, yeah.
But I'm just like, you know, impressed by the process. Like, what do you do? Like, I guess one, to get inspiration and to stay inspired.
Yeah, it's just things I've been through.
Yeah.
And things I'm seeing, situations that I'm in. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a song on there called "I Wish," and the whole theme of that song is, it goes with the title Fit, like,
right.
Fit in, like, trying to fit in. We all, like, kids wish they had all this, these Jordans, these name brands, stuff, iPhones, AirPods, whatever. Mm-hmm. Speaking of AirPods, I don't know why people are making a big deal out of AirPods. If you have AirPods, you're rich or something like that.
I think it's a trolling joke.
It's lame. AirPods are some doggone headphones.
They are.
Anyways, but I wish, like, when I started writing that song, the thing is, like, the sample, like, I don't know if anybody's ever seen Into the Woods. It's a play called Into the Woods.
Oh, yeah. And I know Disney kind of
like
made it.
It's like a Broadway type thing.
Yeah, Disney had made it into a musical movie, too.
I heard about it.
Okay.
I heard about it, though.
So when y'all hear it, it's a sample. It's like, you know, I just have to show you, but that's the sample of the thing. And the lady on the singer on the sample, she's like, I wish. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, dang, that's a dope sample. Like, I don't even know how I flipped that sample into a beat.
Yeah.
And then my cousin came in, Sterl, shout out to Sterl. And he helped me with this whole project. Like, I did most of the melodies, he did most of the drums. Because he's been... not nagging me, but he's been like begging me to do an EP. He's like, cuz, let me do an EP for you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, we're gonna collab.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna do this. But the song I Wish, inspiration for that, I was just like, I'm thinking to myself, like, what can I talk about? Cause she keeps saying I wish. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let me just talk about what I wish I had. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I, in the song, I talk about what I wish I had. But I also went into myself, like, my consciousness, you know, and as far as, like, because I, you know, at the beginning of the song, I'm like, I wish I had a mansion. Mm-hmm. And I say, I wish I was dressed in something fancy. I wish I had a whole bunch of money. Mm-hmm. I wish I wasn't in debt. Uncle Sam always beating on my chest. Mm-hmm. But then I say, I'm wishing for my people. I wish we had more better leaders. And then I can say, what I say after that? We have enough to make our own land, name our own beach, so we bring our own sand. So I'm like, us, I'm talking about black folk, We have enough to make our own land, and we can name our own beach and bring our own sand.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm with that.
So I'm talking about materialistic things, and I'm also going politically as well. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much, I'm talking about what I wish I had.
Yeah.
You know, and people wish they had things to fit in with other people.
Yeah.
So that goes in with the project, like title, Fill in Tune.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
So I'm trying to make sure I get this right. The project is basically like, you are who you are.
Yeah.
Accept that. Be comfortable with that.
Yes.
Fit into that. Yes. Worry about fitting into to loving who you are.
Instead of fitting in with this crowd.
With everybody else.
I'm with that.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm with
like
that.
Like, I even had, like, the first song is called Fill in Tune.
Okay.
And I'm talking about technologies taking over our minds. Mm-hmm. It's killing our people.
Yeah.
It's killing our kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking over. My nephew plays doggone Fortnite every night. And it's affecting his grades.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
My sister's going to kill me when she hears me say that, but I'm just being honest. I'm passionate about that.
Yeah.
I call him, like, yo, what you doing? He'd be on Snapchat posting up the TV with the Fortnite. I'm like, oh, bro, you got to chill out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's always on his phone, Snapchat. Always on Insta. Doing those little dance videos, the thriller videos. What are you doing? Get focused, my man. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
I remember
I was out to eat one night. I looked over at this table. It was a couple. And the whole entire time, they were literally looking down on their own cell phones. The whole time.
Oh.
They didn't even interact with each other.
Nope.
The food came. They ate.
Unacceptable.
I can't stand that.
And everybody's looking at each other to eat. The food left the table. They got back on their phones.
I can't stand seeing that.
They didn't interact one bit the entire time. I'm like, yo, what is that?
You could have did that at home.
That's unacceptable.
That's unacceptable.
Come on, man.
I hope they weren't on like a date because
It was a couple. I don't know what kind of, you know, it might have been whatever. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the first song is called Feeling Tune. It's about the technology taking over the mind state. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, you know, we're shooting a video for that too.
Yeah.
That's the first video.
I'm excited.
I gotta find a whole bunch of telephones because I'm about to hang them from the. Shout out to Dave Butler because we about to get this thing done. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
I gotta find a whole bunch of like telephones to hang from the wall.
Yeah,
but not hang from the wall, hang from the ceiling. Because I'm gonna do some. We gonna do some crazy stuff.
I may have some old phones.
You got them with the cords?
Oh, no.
That's what I need.
I got like an old BlackBerry or something like that.
But I can hang those from strings, though.
Yeah, true that.
I might be able to get that, too.
But yeah. So that's the whole, you know, I got a song called The Sauce. And it's like, that's going to be like the last song on the project. And that's just about me just being confident in myself.
I love this.
I got the sauce.
I love this.
It's a confident record.
How many songs total?
It's four new songs on it. It's an EP, so it's five songs in total.
Okay.
Four songs are new, and I'm throwing Outkast as the bonus track.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good.
Get people, you know, people love that song, so I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah.
You know, it came out as a single, so it was never tied to a project.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did that. So I got this EP, but I do have an album done, too. And this album is dark. You know, it was through, like, this album dealt with me just being in a dark place. That's actually done. I don't think people are ready for that yet.
Mm. Okay.
So I'm saving that kind of like for the fall, winterish type of 2019, hopefully.
So you got a lot of stuff done already then.
Yeah.
Good.
I like to have stuff done so I can just put it out. And we can just focus on marketing campaigns.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much.
Awesome.
I like that. Yeah.
So, release date.
Yeah, so right now, I think I got a release date. I'm just trying to get some things done right now. Like, I'm getting merch made.
Okay. Come on, merch.
Yeah, we got some exclusive things going on. I got the homie Samir doing some things for me at Family Matters.
Yeah.
So we're doing kind of like a collaboration type thing with Young Citizen and Family Matters together. And he's gonna design some stuff for me.
Nice.
Kind of like having like a little like a three piece type thing, like a two short sleeve shirts and a long sleeve.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about the beginning of March.
Okay.
Just to get the All-Star and CIAA stuff
out of the way.
Because March Madness doesn't happen until like end of March.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're thinking about March and we're gonna do a pop up. So this is what I was thinking about doing. I'm thinking about getting two videos done and by the release date, have two videos in the project done, and then do like a pop up. I want to do a pop up shop at the Family Matters shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to have like the collection available for to people to look at and possibly purchase, hopefully. Come on, God.
Yes.
Come through. And he has a projector. So we're going to show like the video, whatever. And then I kind of want to do like I want to have a conversation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I want us to listen to each record and then talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I like that.
Where the inspiration came from. What is it about?
Yeah.
Things I went through to write that. So I kind of want to do like a conversation like that, listen to it like that, and do something like that. So I want to kind of do like a pop-up Q&A session, listening party.
Well, listen, you give me a date, I'll be there.
In there.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I'm in there.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what I'm trying to do. I think it's going to be the second week of March.
I'm excited.
And tell the people about your creative mornings so they may be able to get a...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
you think they'll be able to about it because this comes out on Thursday.
Well, yeah, because they come out that
Monday. That Monday. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have everybody does division boards or whatever. So in my studio, I have like these two big dry erase boards. And one section of my dry erase board, I have like festivals and performances festivals and events that I would love to do. Creative Mornings was one.
Nice.
So I had put that up, like, I had posted those events and festivals like end of summer of 2018,
mm-hmm.
and Creative Mornings was one, and I was like, I gotta get on Creative Mornings. So I was doing everything I can to like find who the person was, and one of my friends, her name is Caitlin, she was like, well Matt Olin is like the owner of it, so try to find it, see if you can find him. Mm-hmm. So I found him. I was like, oh my God, I found him. So I just emailed him. I was like, hey, what's going on, Matt? You know, I'm a hip-hop artist. You know, I want to know, like, what do you got to do about performing? Matter of fact, I didn't even hit him up. I hit up the Creative Mornings, like, generic email.
Info.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just did, like, you put your name down and do the message. Like, yeah, I want to know about live performances. And then Matt was the one that emailed me back. He was like, hey. I was like, dang, this is Matt. He's like, hey, I'm going to introduce you to Alexis. So then, you know, she got me, she emailed me. She's like, hey, send us some stuff. So I sent her like, oh man, just like so much happened towards the end of last year. Like I revamped my website. I had my press kit all together. Mm-hmm. So I sent her my press kit folder, everything. Next 2 days, she was like, oh my gosh, like we love your stuff. We would love to have you perform in February 2019. How do you feel about that? I was like, all right, bet, let's do it.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, I got it. Like I did one of those things. I was on my vision board and I got it.
And Black History Month.
You feel me? So February 1st, so they do Creative Mornings once a month. I don't know if anybody's ever seen Shark Tank, but it's kind of like people who have like startups or they start up their own business creatively, they pitch it, and there are people out there that like give them like $500 grants,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, and then they always have a performer at the end of the event. They have one performer and the performer does one song.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the honor to do that next Friday on February 1st. Now here's the thing, that week of the event, that Monday, you have to get online and get the tickets. They sell out every time.
Yeah.
Nice.
You think you get on there at like 10 o'clock. I don't know. I don't know officially, so don't mark my word as far as that. But you get the tickets at the beginning of the week, that Monday, and then you go to the event that Friday at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
So I'm doing that. I'm so excited about that because I'm doing one of the songs off the project.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. They got the, she asked if I wanted a house band. So I've never had a house band play behind
me. That's going to be super dope.
Because I told my DJ, I was like, bro, how we going to finesse this, bro? Like, we're going to have to do everything. He's like, no, I'll just do some scratches and we can just do it like that. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Oh, so he's going to come with you too?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, that's going to be dope.
But then on the track, I have my homeboy that plays the violin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I hit him up today, matter of fact, and I was like, yo, like, trying to come play with me next on the first.
Yeah.
He's like, I got you. So he's gonna play violin behind me too.
Dope. That's so dope. This is your first experience performing with a live band.
With a band.
That's gonna be really good.
I'm gonna be at work. I'm so mad I'm gonna miss it.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to get a ticket and come. Yeah. I'm gonna try.
Yeah, for sure.
Dope.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm just like so excited. Like I really can't wait for y'all who are listening to hear this EP because I just was in the studio like, oh snap. Yeah.
I let a few people hear it, and like it's nothing but positive feedback. I even let one of my coworkers is you know, he's a DJ out. He's a DJ from New York.
Yeah.
And you know, DJs from New York would tell you straight up, like, yo,
this ain't it.
Like, he's from the heart of New York, you feel me? Mm-hmm. He'll tell you straight up, like, yo, this is some trash. You know, like, he'll tell anybody some trash. So he's like, yo, send me the link. Send me the private link. You know, send me some stuff. Let me hear what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I don't know. I ain't trying to hear you. I ain't trying to hear it right now. not right now.
Like, I don't need my soul crush right now.
Yeah, like, I'm in a good place.
Like, you know what? I'm going to send it to you because I love negative feedback. I love, you know, constructive criticism and stuff like that. So I sent it to him. I sent it to him last Friday. Monday, this past Monday, yesterday, he came to me. He was like, man, you got something, bruh. Mm-hmm. I was like, huh? Like, what? He was like, bruh, like, I'm shocked. You know, he's like, no, he didn't say he was shocked. He was just like, bruh, like what you got is dope, bruh. Yeah. And I was like, word. He was like, bruh, even like your cadence, the music, it's like, I can't even explain it right now. He's like, I don't even know what it's like. He's like, it's just your own joint. It's really, it's musically like dope. And I was like, dang, coming from you, like, that's all the validation I need. You feel me?
Good.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy because I've gotten nothing but positive feedback from it so far.
Nice.
So I'm just ready for everybody to hear it, man, and just embrace it. And I want people to feel in tune with themselves after they listen to it.
Come on now.
For their own journey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Y'all ready to get into these topics?
Oh, let's get it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So this is like
this is
the
it.
Juicy stuff.
This
right?
is it. I mean, okay. Well, your story was juicy. So
oh, we're,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes. We're gonna start with Chris Brown.
Okay, so now what happened with that?
Okay. So
apparently
Chris Brown was accused of rape and he was literally being held in a jail in Paris.
Right now he is?
Well, this was this morning he was. Now, as of, I would say about a couple hours ago, apparently. So now the article that I read this morning, because you know how the media loves spin stuff. It's like Chris Brown accused of, I mean, it was like breaking news. So I clicked on the article. The article listed two other people as the assailants. It was just like they were tied in with Chris Brown. It was like, so I was like, wait a second. What? Chris Brown had nothing to do with this. This was just two people in his camp.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, I don't understand why y'all saying Chris Brown. So apparently, he was in the Paris jail and shorty that's accusing him came out and said, oh no, I lied. It wasn't him. It wasn't the people.
Oh my gosh. Okay. See,
it was crazy. I'm pulling up the link to actually like.
What were you about to say, Young?
I don't understand why some females do that. Because now when things are happening, like, okay, so R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Some people don't believe the women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of things like this, the things that you just said, she lied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that's not cool.
It really isn't. Like, I'm trying to find it.
Trying to lie to get a doggone check or something?
I always think that has something to do with, like, maybe Chris Brown, like, in that situation, probably he probably, like, dissed her. And she wasn't feeling that. And I maybe.
You know what I thought was.
I don't know. It could be a number of things. I don't know.
I thought it was interesting that. So, what was it? Like, a week or two ago, it came out that Chris Brown is the youngest artist to own all his masters. You know what I'm saying? So that was a feat in itself. You know what I'm saying? Black man.
Yeah.
You have an accomplishment. Now, all of a sudden. Now, Chris Brown has pretty much been chilling for a minute. You know what I'm saying? There hasn't been anything going on. Nothing really. So for you, all of a sudden, he has this type of situation going on. Like, oh, he's in the spotlight. Now, all of a sudden, here's shorty want to come talking about, no, stop that. He raped me. Like, no, no, no. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's so strange. Like,
I don't know. It.
Well, you know.
It was just odd.
I watch a lot of conspiracy theory stuff.
Oh my God.
That's a whole nother conversation we can have.
Oh God.
That's a whole nother conversation we can have because I'm gonna tell you.
Oh gosh.
When things blow up for you, they try to mess it up.
Oh my goodness.
You know, let me stop because they can be listening to me.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Then I ain't seen Young in a long time.
They ain't messing up my fit project.
Young done went missing.
See?
Oh, so I just found like exactly what happened. So the accusation came from an unidentified 24-year-old woman who claims Brown assaulted her in Paris on the night of January 15th into the early hours of the 16th. The interaction began at the club Le Crystal and resulted in alleged rape in Brown's room at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel, according to TMZ. So, what? Yeah. But, you know, he was released because at the end, like, he... So Chris Brown made a statement... and said, and, not a statement, I'm sorry, he released something on Instagram and said, this bitch lying.
Oh, God.
And said, I want to make it perfectly clear, this is false and a whole lot of, what is, I don't know what it says. For my daughter and my family, this is so disrespectful and this is against my character and morals.
Yeah, because
so.
He was just on the video with his daughter, like, not yeah. even a week ago.
This has...
She was on his shoulders.
Yeah, he was released. That. Yeah, it just... Hey, I don't know.
Yeah, he probably really wants to go up, but they're like, you know, yeah. no, chill out.
Yeah, he's been doing so good with like just kind of just focusing quiet. On his career yes. And just being daughter. Quiet and daughter and just like chilling. So I just hope like he doesn't put like
yeah, like you said it's not long. You yeah. said it, let
it go. Your lawyers yeah. keep it moving.
Let yeah. your lawyers handle
let
it.
Your, yeah, let your publicist people handle that.
Right.
You've been doing good.
What we got next?
Well, I guess kind of like on the subject, unfortunately, on the subject of rape. So earlier I said that I couldn't wrap my head around this young lady who apparently was raped on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you guys were actually asking for the video. I thought you guys were super creepy and really weird. And... So
I'm just laughing how you say it.
Because it really like I was so annoyed earlier. I was like, are y'all serious? Like this is really what y'all want to talk about? So apparently a woman claimed she was raped on Facebook Live at Oprah Night. I'm sorry, Oprah.
Oprah Night?
I'm sorry. At Opera Nightclub in Atlanta. And this literally happened like January 19th. So what was that? Last Friday?
No.
Last Saturday?
Today's the 22nd. So yeah. It was like Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah. And it says she was drugged prior to the rape. So the video of the incident initially surfaced on the victim's Facebook page on the night in question is all over YouTube and Twitter. Early Sunday morning, they received calls about a Facebook Live video that appears to show a woman being sexually assaulted. The graphic video shows the woman dancing with the man. In the beginning, she's smiling and sipping a drink. Later, she's saying, help me, and no, repeatedly. On the day after the incident, the woman wrote in a series of Facebook posts that she's okay and asked that people not contact her during this time that she is still gathering herself. The alleged victim has also deleted all images of herself from her Instagram page. That's so... You can't even go. You can't even go.
That's really heavy because...
You can't even go out anymore.
I just, like, where do you, I don't understand.
You can't even go out.
I just, like, I don't even, like, know how to, like, fathom something like this happening, right?
Right.
Especially in a club, right?
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that everybody, you know, every man is out here drugging women in a club.
Right.
Does it shock me? No, that this is still happening. I mean, I didn't see the video, and I don't want to see the video. I don't know if this literally happened on the dance floor or if it was they went to the bathroom or wherever it is. I don't know if he followed her, whatever. I've seen people be intimate on the dance floor at clubs. I've witnessed it. I've seen it. Like you know,
I've seen it too.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you like this is oh okay. That's what y'all want to do. Cool. Like get in where you fit in, but. I don't know if this girl, and it's probably, you know, because she was drugged, so she's all like out of the loop. But if like, if she's saying, help me, I don't understand why nobody decided to help her. I don't get it.
I didn't watch the video either. So I don't know if like anybody around her even noticed it was happening.
Right. They probably thought she was just drunk. She just dancing, right. Whatever, you know.
Nah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Tough.
That's yeah.
That's so heavy.
Before all you weirdos asking to see the video.
That yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Including the five people I unfollowed, because I was just like you know when like Stewie gets mad on Facebook? On Family Guy, Stewie.
Oh.
When he gets mad, that's how I was looking like. Okay.
If y'all can see Sherelle's eyes squint.
I was so I was just like you dead ass.
Goodness. Yeah.
What we got next, creeps. Man? We got a few things here. Let's kind of lighten the mood. Yeah. Want to go into politics a little bit?
Is that really lighten the mood? But I guess, yeah.
Well, I was going to say that Kamala Harris officially said that, she was going to.
That's lighten
the
mood.
What happened?
Kamala Harris said that she was officially going to run for presidency in 2020. So that's exciting. I mean, we kind of mentioned it last episode, but I just, like, she officially was like, this is happening now.
Word. That's what's up.
So.
And my stance remains the same, that y'all are still wishy-washy as hell, because all y'all was all Auntie Kamala when she was dragging the Supreme Court justice for filth and was dragging this person for filth and everything like that. Now, all of a sudden, we need to talk about back in 2005 when she was putting somebody in jail. Y'all are just wishy-washy. I'm sick of y'all.
Yeah, that's really weird. I mean, Kamala Harris is cool, but I mean, am I going to pick her over Elizabeth Warren? No, yes. I'm not.
We got the lipstick and head wrap.
No, because so I'm gonna say this. My thing is I'm voting for the woman. Like I'm cheering. I don't know if I can. I'll probably get Kamala shirt and an E. Warren shirt because I'm cheering for the best woman win.
Right.
I'm cheering for both of them. And I think what's hurting me the most is the fact that. It doesn't really surprise me that when a woman is, you know, putting herself on the forefront to fight the battles that y'all others couldn't fight, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, we have all this backlash, and it's mm-hmm. bothering me that it's coming from other women.
Of course.
Especially in this day and time, in this movement that we have, and it's like, yo, we need women to take over. Mm-hmm. So here you got two of them, two very different ones, have two of them. I'm sorry. There's four women that have announced that they are running for president of the United States. Four different women of different backgrounds. So here y'all are, you know, here they're putting themselves on the line for us, and you guys have so much to say.
Like negative?
Very negative.
Like, are there women saying negative things?
There's so many women that are attacking, more so Kamala Harris. The men come for Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, God, they come for her really hard.
And Elizabeth Warren is like, I mean, bring it. But Kamala, and it's bothering me because literally, you know, all summer, all spring, all 2018, y'all was all Auntie Kamala. Oh, we here for Auntie Kamala, Maxine Waters, woo. Yeah. Then all of a sudden she makes this announcement of presence like, I don't know. We need to talk about where she stands on certain things. Yes, we need to understand where she stands it, but don't knock her down like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
I know exactly. It a lot of people have tried to like smear, you know, her stance in politics now that she's decided to run for presidency.
Yeah.
But no one had the smoke for her when she was just a senator.
Everybody was
like, oh, black girl.
Come through, black girl magic. Yeah. Then all of a sudden it's like,
And now, everybody wants to be like, oh, what's behind door number one? Like,
it's just, everybody, that's the thing, man. I guess I'm just disappointed in the women saying something negative about women.
Imagine being a woman.
Yeah, but y'all are so like, you know, the women are so like, women empowerment, we need to be equal rights. Mm-hmm. But you downplaying your own gender.
Yeah. But let a Kennedy come along and run for president, because you know one of the grandnephews or something gonna come out of the works it'll be like, oh yeah, let's invite him to the cookout. You got somebody that looks just like you.
It's going to be interesting.
That's trying to get in power.
I low-key wish, like, Michelle Obama went for her.
Michelle Obama says she's not doing it. She don't want to do it. Don't ask her about it. She's not interested. She's like, I'm good, love, enjoy.
Some people was like, oh, I hope she picks Michelle for her running mate, and Bob. I'm like,
Michelle don't want to do it. She don't want to be in the White House. Like, she don't want no parts of it.
She out here getting money with this book that's still on Amazon top 100 list, okay?
There's so many women getting that book.
I got it.
You saw it on my table. Yeah. You walked in, like, sitting right there. Sitting on the table.
Book good.
I haven't read it
yet. I read the first chapter. It's very, very good.
What is it about?
It's about her life.
I might have to get that myself.
Yes, you need to get the book.
For real?
Yes. No, seriously. You need to get the book.
No, that's serious.
Yeah. And check it out, because it's really good.
Yeah.
Word.
But just same with y'all it's cool. It's important to be an educated voter and know where your candidate stands on the issues, but don't knock those that are supporting her just because she looks like me and she has the same body parts as me. Mm-hmm. Like, what is wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever she did back in 2006, okay, whatever. but she looks like me, she has the same body parts as me, and she doesn't look like anybody else that has been in that White House and that Oval Office ever before.
Right. Yeah.
So right. If y'all were going to cheer for Hillary and her suits, y'all could cheer for Kamala and her HBCU education and her washing sets. That's it.
Right.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like,
the end. Grand opening, grand closing.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. We're going to do like a quick wrap up because we get close to an hour here. So I'm going to run through some things and we're going to give like, you know, one or two sentences and that be it.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. Let's do
okay.
It.
There were some white boys making fun of, were they making fun?
Oh, at the rally.
At the rally in front of the indigenous man hitting his drum.
Yeah.
Thoughts was.
That's disrespectful.
Okay.
It was very different. It was very disrespectful.
That's just, I'm disappointed in that, man. Yeah. Like, that's not cool.
I'm also disappointed in your president inviting them to the White House.
How about that?
Like, you invited these boys just because they have...
invited the white boys to...
Are you surprised? Are you surprised?
Yeah, he invited them. I mean, they had on Make America Great hats.
Dude, you know what? I'm not. Dude served McDonald's to the Mickey D's to Clemson.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy.
I wonder what the Super Bowl champs going to get. If they get McDonald's, like Super Bowl champs, what they gonna get? Ramen noodles? I'm just saying.
I'm trying to figure out why he'd at least get them Chick-fil-A.
Right. How about that? You know what? Chick-fil-A is classy fast food.
Wait, you said it's what? It's classy fast food.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is classy.
What is?
Bougie.
It's bougie. It's classy.
Bougie.
I think like Chipotle is.
It's rich fast food.
No,
Chipotle is bougie.
No, because Chipotle no.
Yeah.
Don't let me get on Chipotle.
See? Is Chipotle bougie?
I don't even like Chipotle.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Don't tell me you like Salsaritas.
No. Okay. Place off of East Moorhead called Picante. It will change your life.
Okay, local places.
There's only one in Charlotte.
Local places.
It puts Chipotle to shame.
Yeah. Sorry. Chipotle is shameful anyway. So.
It's a little too salty.
It is. It might be.
I get a little headache sometimes when I eat it, so I kind of stopped. I didn't like the headaches.
I get it.
It's not real Mexican food.
But it's not, but...
but I get it. You know?
That's right. We're going to move ahead. Black Panther got 7 Academy Award nominations.
Super dope.
Yes.
Because the producer Soundway really put some doggone work into that soundtrack.
Yes, he did.
They deserve every...
including Best Picture. So they could. Yeah. There's a chance for them to go home with big one at night.
But Bohemian Rhapsody got Best Picture too, which was a dope movie.
I heard Bohemian Rhapsody was.
I cried that movie.
They said it was really good.
I cried at the end. I bought it. Matter of fact, I got the notification today because I pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
A long time ago. They're like, oh, it's officially here.
I want to see that. Every year with the Oscar, I like to see every movie that is nominated for Best Pictures. I got to see. Because Noma was nominated for.
I think Green Book was.
Yeah, I think Green Book.
I'm sorry. Time the fuck out. Time out. Green Book was nominated?
I think so.
Hold on. I'm looking up.
Hold up. Don't hold me to that, but I think so.
I'm looking them up. Okay, so the Best Picture nominees. For Best Picture is Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, which looks really funny. Black Panther, Black Klansman.
Oh, yes. I bought that movie too.
Green Book.
Oh my God.
Vice, A Star is Born, and Roma. I was saying Noma. Roma.
Yeah.
Sorry. Because that won a lot of Golden Globes. I was like, what is this Roma picture? Yeah. So I got to see that. It's a foreign film, but I got to see it. And she's on like, the star of the movie is like on the cover of like Vogue. Like Mexican chick who was just gonna be a teacher when she got the role. So shout out to her.
Miracles do happen.
You know what? I got annoyed too today because people all of a sudden Black Panther's nominated for Oscars. Everybody's like, you know, people kinda overhype the movie. Like, yo, shut.
I saw that.
Yo.
Listen, it said the slogan was Wakanda forever, not Wakanda for a week and a half, not Wakanda for 6 years. Wakanda forever. So that's it.
I was so fed up with social media today. Like I just couldn't. I couldn't. Y'all are just so wishy-washy. And I'm sick of y'all.
I'm sorry. I can't get over Green Book being nominated. They tried to make this like this little buddy film. But
did you see it? Did you see the movie?
Isn't it about the piano player?
No. The Green Book is about
the actual Negro Green Book that his story is true. But it actually was based off of an actual book. I forget. It's bad because I wrote a story on this.
That's okay.
There's a black man who actually wrote a guide for black people when they traveled, basically with businesses that would list, that would help, that would serve black people as they were traveling throughout the country.
Through like the segregated
exactly.
cities mm-hmm. and states.
Mm-hmm. And it started out at a paper in New York and then it became
you don't
a book.
Like it.
Well, because like the trailer itself made it to seem like, oh, Negroes and whites and it's all good here.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like that.
Wow.
Like the Green Book.
True.
The Green Book has like a lot of like, what's it, oppressive, repressive history to mm-hmm. it. And yeah. for you to try to make this like a buddy-buddy film and make it seem like, I mean, yeah, okay, maybe they had a good friendship with that story, but like, don't call it the Green Book. The Green Book is something completely different. Like, if the Green Book is how y'all met, then maybe it could have been meeting with the Green Book or something. But the way the trailer, like, the way it looked, I was like, I'm not interested in this. Do you remember seeing the trailer? Have you seen it?
Where he's in the back of the car and the white man is driving?
Yeah, like...
See, I thought it was about him being a piano player because that's what one of my coworkers told me.
He was. And I thought it was kind of weird that Mahershala is nominated for supporting actor and Viggo is nominated for lead actor. So I was like...
That makes no sense. Y'all.
I mean, this is the Oscars. They do this every year.
It's politics, man. You know how
they
it
do
is.
This every year. Mahershala already got an Oscar, okay, for that Moonlight movie. But whatever right. that was. Whatever that was. You know, but
all right, we're running over time. All right.
Can I just say something real quick about the Oscars, real quick?
Yes.
What I really can't write, like, why is Lady Gaga act so dramatic every time she wins a freaking award? Like, enough. Enough with your dramatics. You out here, you got Grammy. Like, cut it out. Yeah. Every time you win an award, you like, girl, well, get your award and move on. Let's go. Cut the shit.
I kind of want to say the same thing about Nicki Minaj.
What? Wait, time out. Really?
She wins every like award for best female rapper, and she gets emotional every time. That's every
true.
Single time.
That's true.
You're right.
They be except missing, for Grammy.
Oop.
They be missing Rhapsody.
They do be missing Rhapsody.
Why can't my girl Rhapsody get a freaking award?
Facts. All of them, like Rhapsody, No Name, Lekale, all of them need to get out here. But
come on, man.
Yeah.
That's all. I just
Lady, under the rug. Okay, but anyway.
Lady Gaga got on my nerve with the dramatics every time she wins an award.
She's dramatic.
That's what Nicki Minaj does. Oh my gosh, Barbies, thank you.
Girl.
No. Sit down.
Cardi B.
No, you're going to get it every time.
Cardi B 2020. But
oh yeah, hey, yeah.
Listen, Cardi win a Grammy in the next 2 weeks. Nicki about to be sick.
Let her be sick. She need to sit down and take a rest.
She about to be
Jesus,
sick.
What is happening?
She about to be sick. Good, sis, my fault. I'm sorry.
Hey, I was going to Cardi getting that bag.
I was just about to say, great transition, because Cardi B versus Tommy Lauren happened on Twitter.
Right. And I tweeted Cardi, I said, you stand your ground, girl. You stand your ground.
I don't even know.
Would try Cardi in real life. Like,
why is Tommy Lauren still a thing?
She's trying to stay relevant. That's why she did that.
Oh. And that's cool, because I don't even know she has a show anymore. Like, I don't think.
No.
Didn't Fox hire her?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That was a mistake.
Because the Blaze is gone.
Yeah, the Blaze
is
gone.
Like, her show is gone. Yeah. But I don't know if Fox hired, but is she, good girl, you don't want these problems. Like, Cardi will pull up on you and you won't know how to act.
I'm surprised Cardi didn't.
She probably
do
bring
that.
Wally with her, because Wally was another one that she was trying. Wally was like, I'll get the whole DC to come and murk you.
Yeah.
Murk on you, Mo. Like, whatever they be saying out there. Like, that's what they say, right?
They say, Sice me. Right?
Yes, yeah, so they got a whole other language out in DC.
Don't laugh. I'm trying to do it right.
They got a whole
Sice me? Sice me. I don't know what that means. Sice me, Mo. Okay.
Yeah.
Last topic. Did y'all see the Fyre Festival documentaries? Did you see either one of them?
The one with Ja Rule?
Yes.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yo.
There's two of them. One on Hulu and one on Netflix.
You said
they're
both
the same?
No,
they're produced by two different companies.
Yeah.
Which one's the spicy one?
I didn't watch the Hulu one. I only watched Netflix.
I watched both of them. I'll say this. Hulu definitely had a better, like, production-wise. It looks great. And they gave, like, a good, like, broad aspect of the story. But if you want the tea, you need to watch the one that's on Netflix.
Netflix had the receipts.
Yes.
Had... Yo.
So what's Ja Rule saying? Like, how's he getting that? That is gold.
We try to keep the color schemes and, you know, in our daily lives. But that Netflix documentary was so juicy. It's like Billy.
What is it about? Like,
okay, so this happened in 2017. There was this random
2016, wasn't it?
No, it was 2017.
Really?
2017. They had Billy McFarland, who had this one company in New York called, I don't remember
Magnesis,
some little black credit card that. Whatever. And he was like basically the young entrepreneur in New York City about to take over everything. So he had Magnesis, then he had Fire Media, which we don't really know what Fire Media was doing.
That's like FYRE, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So then he decided that he wanted to put together this big music festival. Like he could do this, and Ja Rule was like his partner in crime. I think he was co-owner. Yeah, co-owner of Fire Media, yeah. Something like that. So they decided to, well, he kept saying that he bought this this island in the Bahamas called the Great Exuma, which used to belong to Pablo Escobar. Okay, so he was like, yeah, we're going to do it here, blah, blah, blah. He bought hired all these people, everything like that. So the team that he hired kept telling, as things was going along, it was like, this is not going to work. You don't have this, you don't have this, you don't have that, you don't have that. But the key was, it was supposed to be only for like the elite. So it was like all these elite Instagram influencers and like, basically like rich people. Because like you would get a tent on the beach, like a luxury tent, and all this stuff like that. It was crazy. And then as things started to happen, people was like, this is not going to work. And then even the ticket buyers were like, something ain't right. Because like maybe like a week before the event, they was asking like, oh, you need to upload money onto this little wristband.
Yeah.
You talking about Joanne the Scammer times 1,000.
It's insane.
Yeah. It was incredible. So then all these people, like he promised like some of these Instagram influencers, like we're going to put you on a private jet. That part was funny. The girl was like, so we're on a regular 737. Yep. So I don't know what this is about, but whatever. Yeah. She was like, we're going. Cool. All these, like that, like it was like a couple, I think it was like 2,000 people came to this little island that they really couldn't even fit. They went to this one restaurant because they still didn't have houses for these people to stay in.
Yeah, they had FEMA tents up that was supposed to be where
FEMA
they were. FEMA tents. Because they were supposed to be like these nice luxurious tents they were going to stay in.
Yeah.
But they were just like FEMA tents with two beds in them.
And God sent a message, sent a message the night before because it poured rain. Like, even the team was like, they were sitting out on the balcony of one of the houses that, I mean, they could have gave it to somebody, but whatever. They were sitting on the balcony, and all of a sudden, it started raining. They said they all just started to laugh. Like, this is what we get. Yeah. Like, this is exactly what we get. So you had all these people coming to wet mattresses, wet tents. It was just terrible.
Who was performing at the festival?
Well, Blink-182 was supposed to be performing, and they backed out right when, like, most of the people were flying in yes. Oh, my God.
Who else?
Blink-182, Kanye West, Major Lazer.
Oh yeah, he didn't even put it was good music.
It was good.
Good music was coming.
Yes,
good music was coming.
What did Kanye say about it?
They didn't say nothing.
I don't think that they were coming. Yeah. I think it was just because they had paid Kendall Jenner $250,000 just to post something. Yo, $250,000 just to post something about this festival.
Yeah,
they probably was like, oh well, you know, if you could do this, can you just highlight your brother-in-law for him to come? It was ridiculous.
Basically, they spent a whole bunch of money on promotion for this festival. They bought a whole bunch of like big models. Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, all those other white girls who look alike.
Chanel Iman, like, wait, what? Oh, wow.
And they had them like, you know, they did like all this good video and photo promotion. The promo looked bomb. Like, it looked good.
Yeah, it looked amazing.
Had them post this orange clip on social media.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what's this fire festival? And that's how they got all the buzz around it. And that's how people started buying it. But they didn't have, they had the money, but they didn't have anywhere food. They didn't have anywhere for them to stay. They didn't have any of the acts. They didn't have
nothing.
Money for water for the toilets, which is when you
buy. Yeah, they could, yeah.
It's insane. It's an insane documentary. I really suggest you watch it. Like, it's just like.
The crazy part was, so after this all was said and done, like, so then the homeboy, like, got arrested because it was, like, you know, insurance fraud. It was a lot going on. And he got out of jail on, like, $300,000 bond.
Yep.
And then started scamming people again.
Yep.
And the dummy used the same email list from the people that he scanned originally. Like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Like, are you, like, so, this dude was just the ultimate scammer. Yeah. He was just horrible.
That's how Ja Rule on Twitter, like, trying to correct people.
I don't really know why Ja Rule was trying. Like, Ja Rule, because to be honest, there was, like, after a certain part in the documentary, he was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think what happened was, so after they got back to New York and back in the office, they were trying to, like, you know, play damage control. And Ja Rule was like, you know, we can do this. And people was like, we can't do this. Like, we don't have any. Like, he called, not Ja Rule, Billy McFarland had called them, told them to come in, basically was like, y'all don't have a job anymore because they don't have no more money.
Yeah.
Like, because all their, of course, all the investors pulled out because once they found out that he was lying to them, like, he had told the investors that he had made over, like, $13 million with this app when he only had made
$60K.
$60K. It was, like, this dude was trash. I mean, he's in jail now, but it's just like.
So how long is he in jail for?
He has to do 6 years, and then he had to agree, basically, you don't come out of jail and take any type of director job, nothing. Like, you're going to get a regular 9-to-5 like everybody else.
Wow.
And just live. Because he was in, like, a penthouse. Mm-hmm. He was telling people that after he got caught, he was saying that, like, he was.
He should do a movie on that.
No, the only way if he wants to do a movie, that's cool, because you need to give money to the workers that you still have not paid.
Exactly.
He had vocals in Bahamas working 24 hours. Now, you know, in the Bahamas, not like they have a whole bunch of
money
and stuff like that. And they still haven't gotten paid.
Yeah.
They still haven't gotten paid. Mm-hmm. It's trash.
It's bad.
Trash.
So, yeah, definitely check it out, man.
All right, I got to watch that.
You got to watch it.
That was tea. That was a lot of hot piping tea.
So, that's my homework.
Your homework is to watch Fire.
Your homework, Sherelle, is to watch The 5 Heartbeats.
All right.
Can't believe you never seen The 5 Heartbeats. Oh, I ain't got no homework. I'm good.
No, you have homework. You haven't seen something. You haven't seen.
Oh, there's a lot I haven't seen.
Yeah, she hasn't seen.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Nah.
You
got to watch the first season of Martin.
Oh, you out of control. That's not happening.
You got to watch the first season of Martin.
What?
Oh, she doesn't like Martin.
I don't think he's.
Whoa.
Exactly.
I don't think he's funny.
Whoa. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God.
She's literally the only person on the planet.
Well, it's good.
You know what? Hey, it's okay.
Everybody
has We're going to wrap up the
don't
show.
Don't say
now.
That. It's not
head
okay.
Head wraps and lipsticks, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to head wrap this show up. Wrap it up. Young, where can everybody find you?
Yo, everybody knows I'll be like, yo, I'm Young Citizen, Y-U-N-G to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find me on all social media Y-U-N-G Citizen. That's it. That's how you find me. So. Find me there, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. And find me on Google, whatever. Spotify, Apple Music, all that.
Yeah.
Just type that in.
That's it.
And look out for Fitz coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and do the social medias this week.
Wow, sis. Like, wow.
You had me stuttering last week. I'm not doing it.
You did really well last week.
You can do it this week.
All right,
Thank you so much.
All right, loves. Y'all know where to find us. You can follow us on Twitter. At Head Wrap Pod, and also on Instagram at Head Wraps and Lipsticks, and then follow our Facebook page. I think we've been doing a little better with that. Head Wraps and Lipsticks, the podcast. Also, if you're looking to work with us, maybe be on the show, potential sponsorship, email us at headwrapsandlipsticks@gmail.com. And also listen to all our episodes everywhere. We are on SoundCloud, we are on Spotify, we are on Google Play, we are on iHeartRadio, we are on. And Stitcher.
We Anchor. Are
on, and now we're on Anchor. I feel like I'm missing one, but it don't matter because you got 6 platforms for us to listen to right there.
Yeah, so. I got Spotify, so I'm gonna find y'all on there.
Yeah, we are everywhere. So I think that's it.
I did want to say one thing. We're gonna try something new here.
What? Tell us.
If you guys are interested, you have an opinion on something we talked about on the show. If you download Anchor, you can leave us a message. You can hear your voice on the show. We will respond to you. If you don't want to download Anchor and you're just being stubborn, you can slide in our DMs and leave us a voice message.
Yeah.
And we will respond to it on the show. Just, you know.
Slide in the DMs.
Slide in the DMs. So we want to try this out. And we guys really want you guys to interact with us. So we're gonna give that a little spin.
We're going to try that on.
Try that on for size. Did that make sense? Yeah. I hope it made sense.
I think it made perfect sense.
Did it make sense?
Of course.
But maybe we'll
lie to me, y'all.
We'll put it on our Instagram story, just, you know.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Yeah,
just to make sure
y'all like
got
that.
It. Yeah,
it.
Just like that.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. Thanks so much for being here, Young. We really appreciate you.
God, that candle smells good. Thank you. Hey, thank you all so much. No, I really appreciate you. You know, appreciate you two ladies. Let me come on here, man. I've always supported the head wraps and lipsticks movement. That's super dope,
you.
Man, because. Alex, you be dope with the head wraps, man.
She do. She be killing it.
Hey, Sherelle, you be killing it. I'm just being honest. You do the lipstick. That's what I asked you all at the beginning. Y'all really got something special, man.
Thank you.
It's not a lot of females doing this, man.
We know.
And y'all got to keep it up. Y'all got to keep it going.
No pressure.
I'm just saying, keep it going.
Oh, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
We out here.
For sure. Yeah. Keep it going. And thank you. You know, thank you all so much. And, let's get fit, baby.
Yay,
let's get fit.
Feeling tuned, baby. Peace out, you guys.
Bye, y'all.
Holla.